proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible broadcast. We look at Israel's obligations to God under the Mosaic Covenant. Their first and foremost obligation involved fearing God. God intended that the Jewish people take him seriously, as indicated by this passage in Exodus 20, namely, quote, "The Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain," unquote. The term fear can have a variety of meanings. Most people regard fear as an emotion associated with anything likely to cause imminent pain or discomfort. To such people, fear denotes a visceral response to physical or emotional danger, whether such danger is real or imagined. The Hebrew word rendered fear, yare, can denote actual apprehension due to potential peril. The 19th chapter of Genesis recorded how, quote, "Lot feared to dwell in Zoar," the word fear being yare. Perhaps he believed that the residents of that city would blame him for what happened to Sodom and Gomorrah and do something evil to him and his family. Yet the Hebrew verb yare can possess other meanings as well. When God encountered Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, according to Genesis chapter 3, Adam told God that, quote, "I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid," yare. "I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself," unquote. Adam's fear did not seem to derive so much from concern over what God might do to him. Rather, it seemed to have its basis in his embarrassment. Embarrassment at having transgressed God's commandment not to partake of the fruit from the forbidden tree. In addition, the word yare can depict an attitude of respect or reverence towards something or someone. God commanded the Israelites, Leviticus chapter 19, quote, "Ye shall fear yare, ye shall fear every man his mother and his father," unquote. In other words, each Jew was to greatly esteem his or her parents. The term yare appeared later in that same chapter when God commanded the Jewish people to, quote, "reverence yare, reverence my sanctuary," unquote. In that sense of reverence, the word yare described the regard that men ought to have for God. As the author of Ecclesiastes exhorted in the 12th chapter of his book, quote, "Fear God, yare, fear God, and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man," unquote. Indeed, God wanted everyone in every nation to fear him. According to the second Psalm, David encouraged the nations of the earth to, quote, "serve the Lord with fear," unquote. In 1 Chronicles chapter 16, Asaph and his compatriots sang a song inspiring the entire earth to, quote, "fear before him," unquote, with reference to God, of course. The writer of 2 Chronicles chapter 20 recorded that because of King Jehoshaphat of Judah's military triumphs, quote, "the fear of God was upon all the kingdoms of those countries when they had heard that the Lord fought against the enemies of Israel," unquote. Joshua encouraged his Jewish contemporaries that they needed to, quote, "fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth," unquote. This passage comes from Joshua chapter 24 and Joshua's final address to the Jewish nation. Had the Israelites' descendants feared God, they would have spared themselves a great deal of misery. First and foremost, Israel needed to fear God. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.